anybody who's been on social media in the past few weeks is aware of that controversy surrounding Bud Light. And joining us is Brian Bennett from Stir Advertising. He's worked for agencies for, well, that had ad campaigns for Anheuser-Busch, Miller Coors, Heilemann's, Stroh's. And Brian, what's all this about?
The largest beer brand in America, a $5 billion brand, Bud Light, and the VP of marketing over that brand, who was trying to appeal to younger adults, and in the process had entered into an influencer contract with this individual, Dylan Mulvaney, who is a transgender person who has like 5 million followers on TikTok. And so the strategy that they had was to associate with a number of individuals to appeal to their audience directly. In the process of doing that, this thing went viral, and there was tremendous pushback by the people who drink Bud Light. The audience reacted quite negatively to it, and the long and short of it is, within 3 weeks, their sales are down 26%. It's quite an event in the brewing world.
Brian, you mentioned Dylan Mulvaney, again, transgender social influencer. This couldn't have been a complete surprise. Wasn't there some controversy with Nike, Maybelline, and even Kate Spade in the past?
Yeah, you know, and sometimes controversy isn't a bad thing. You know, everyone's allowed to their own space, and Dylan can do whatever Dylan wants to do as far as most Americans are concerned, I'm quite sure. But this topic of transgenderism and whatnot does not sit well with all of America, right? There's a lot of people who are fine with people doing whatever they want to do. They don't want to be asked necessarily to accept it or endorse it, and they don't necessarily want to be associated with it. And I think there's some indication here that there's a lot of folks who drink Bud Light who don't want to be associated with that.
Well, let's talk about how it started, because obviously with a client like Bud Light, there are a lot of people in on those meetings, but they seem to be taking it out on just one person. What's the idea behind that? Because obviously a lot of people signed off on it.
Yes, but somebody somewhere had to drive that decision. And in an organization like that, you're right, there's a lot of people involved. But you have to also understand that the marketing world today is evolving rapidly. And back in the day, there wasn't the instant feedback on the internet that there is today. And also, engagement like this was not a big strategy for Bud Light. This was a little side deal, which they intended to be supportive of all audiences, I'm sure. They're not saying, hey, we're no longer for the working man. They're saying, hey, let's be inclusive of other audiences and points of view and that sort of thing with tiny little investments. The problem with this individual, who's the VP of marketing there, is that what she said in defending her actions when it started to explode is, she goes, hey, you know, look, at this is a brand on the decline. We have to reverse this image of bratty, out-of-touch humor that was appealing to frat boys and such. She came right out in the public with a disdain for the core audience, and they all basically said what Kid Rock said, which is words I can't use.
Well, Bud Light did so well with Spuds McKenzie, that English Bull Terrier. When you say Bud Light, that's what I think of. Why get around something very neutral, who wouldn't love a dog, and move on to something where it just seemed like it was going to be controversial to some people?
Well, I will tell you my personal opinion on this is that, well, yes, the world has changed, and what is in the popular discussion among especially a lot of younger people are social issues. And so maybe what you do is you go out there and display some sensitivity to those things, right? But you have to understand the mistake this woman made. 20% of the people drink 80% of the beer, okay? And of that 80%, 80% of them are males. It skews blue collar and it skews working man, right? Mm-hmm. So you're talking about pickup driving NASCAR fans who drink a lot of beer and who go out of their way every day probably to display their masculinity. And when they bond with a brand in the beer industry, a brand is a badge. You say, okay, I'm defined by the beer that I drink. Bud has always been playful, yes, somewhat masculine, yes. So guys could drink a light beer and not be perceived like somehow their masculinity is somewhat impugned by their brand choice, right? So now there's that association, and these guys can't live with it. Now, the good news for Milwaukee is while Bud Light is down 26%, Coors Light and Miller Light are up 26%. Go figure.
And that's a good place to end this on. Brian Bennett from Stir Advertising, it's always great to talk with you.
Well, thank you.